and everybody involved, not one person has been indicted. Not one influencer, not one top name involved in this has been indicted. What does that tell you? Many of them, former employees of the Justice Department. Many of them lifelong Democrats who suddenly, quote, converted, unquote, when Trump got in. Trump himself, a lifelong Democrat who magically converted previous to 2016 just so he could run. Do the math, folks. We're trying to do the math on here. So, while I didn't go on a long rant about it or have a show about it, you know, we're trying to rock and roll and do so many different things. It was more of a sidebar. Hey, don't go down there. Between Christmas and New Year's, Christmas and January 6th. Christmas 2020 into the new year. Early few days of 2021. The statement I made, hey, don't go down there. This smells like a setup. I'm sorry, Daisy Dog and other folks. Perhaps didn't catch that. Perhaps some folks did. The folks I did talk to directly, they thank me on a regular basis. I don't want thanks. I want people out here to understand that you don't need a cat like me or anybody else to tell you things, to show you things. You can do it yourself. Right? Teach a man to fish. Feed a man a fish. Teach a man to fish, etc. That's what I want. I want people out there who look at some of the stuff we're doing and go above and beyond. And I tell you, I wouldn't wish, I've said this too, I wouldn't wish a fight with the feds, whether it's a quick fight, a long fight, whatever, on my worst enemy. It is one of the most debilitating things you could ever do in life. It sucks energy right out of you. It sucks financial resources, but the energy it sucks in. Everything you've ever been taught about your country, you know, apple pie, baseball, that kind of stuff, red, white, and blue, rah-rah, sucks it out. It's almost like having some type of a surgery where it just sucks it right out of you. It's gone. All the hype, all the bullshit, all the narrative, gone, as it should be. It doesn't exist. Look what they're doing to people now. Look what they're doing to you. Look what they're doing to me. You have to line up and get a jab. They lied about these jabs. 95% efficacy. There was no proof. I said at the time, we've looked at the paperwork. We looked at the white papers that were leaked to us. We reported to people, women who are pregnant and considering this, and women who are planning families. And we said, fucking don't do it. We came out on Hotwire in 2021, right after the jabs came out. And we did a special saying, yo, don't fucking do this if you're thinking about having a family or if you're already pregnant. And tell people, specifically tell people who are pregnant, maybe on the fence, et cetera, who might be planning a family. Don't do it. Pfizer, Moderna, don't fucking do it. And then the folks on Hotwire, which is the top tier on pain.tv, said, you know what? We should tell people, and you should tell more people, put that fucking thing out to the public, to everybody, like now. And we did. And then we came back a month and a half later, and we tore apart a Journal of American Medical Association, one of the top medical associations and medical journals in the world. Ran a fake study about the jabs and efficacy with pregnant women. And we caught them lying big time. And we came out with a story like that on Hotwire saying, hey, this relates to the stuff we just told you 2 months ago. They're lying. Then, not because of us, but eventually the medical community attacked the journal. The medical journal say, hey, you fucked this up. They had to come out with a retraction and say, yeah, well, it doesn't look like we kind of made a mistake. Oh, kind of. And then in the interim, the folks on Hotwire said, put that out to the public. And I said, okay, good idea. We put that out to the public. It's crazy. It's crazy. It really is. I just got an inquiry from somebody on pain.tv saying, hey, well, my wife is thinking about having, she's pregnant. Her OBGYN is kind of pressuring her to get the jabs and also the shingles jabs. Do you have any advice? I said, yeah, find a new doctor. Find a new doctor. My God. What they've done to people. It'll take decades to sort this out. Decades. The proof is in the pudding here. If you thought the Justice Department was bad like I did, and the FBI. You know, when this whole thing started in February and March 2020, the podcast had just started too. So it's like everything was fucking brand new, and we're doing stories on the FBI and DOJ for the first month or so. We started right before Christmas in 2019, and then boom, 2020 came. It was like the second week in December 2019. By the time 2020 rolled around, a couple weeks later, we were in this. It's just such an unfortunate situation all the way around. We tried to tell people what was going on. I realized it almost immediately. I gave it a week or 2 weeks to examine a lot of different things, look at a lot of different signs of how schemes are run, how scams are run. And we tried to tell people straight away, this is a fucking scheme. This is a problem. You can't listen to these people. And the play, we said at the time, the play is obviously they're setting up a vaccine or a series of vaccines, and that's how they're going to make their money. And that's what this is, just a setup to scare the hell out of you to get you to line up for vaccines. And one of the things that we've tried to do on here is to get folks or give them the ability to empower themselves to realize these things on their own. It's easier said than done. I understand that. You're battling a lot of demons from the way we were all raised, things we're all taught coming up through school, and most of them have turned out to be complete and utter bullshit. That's why I get kind of a moment where I just shake my head when you learn about these different things in school now, like the teachers are teaching when it comes to sexuality and things like this. Things that they shouldn't be teaching, things that should be taught at home and have normally and traditionally been taught at home by the parents. They're teaching that in school now. I'm like, well, you know, I guess they just got sick of teaching all the other bullshit that they lied to us about. So now they say, you know, fuck it, we're all in, man. We'll try to turn these kids and flip these kids and fucking scramble their brains and get them to think something about themselves. We'll go there. That's what we'll do. I mean, they're not even hiding it anymore. You know, we were coming up through school. I'm almost 55. When we were coming up through school, they would tell you how great the fucking country is and things like this, how fantastic America is and all these things, including the government. Now, I'm not arguing that the people in this country are not fantastic. They certainly are. But they would paint the government as like, oh, my God, when there's a problem in the world, the government's there. The U.S. government comes in, right? Then you work for the U.S. government. You say, that doesn't quite match up. They got sick of that, and they had indoctrinated enough people through the years, and now they're just saying, you know, we're not even going to fuck around here. We're just going to go all in and try to indoctrinate these kids. Forget about telling them and bending the truth about U.S. history, et cetera, and even world history. We're going to indoctrinate them and bend the truth when it comes to their own fucking personal history. And we'll brainwash them, get them to think a number of different things here. And leave them all fucked up. But that's not even their job. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They're all in now. And it's out and about. Now they try to keep it hidden. Don't tell your parents about this stuff. We may have couple follow-ups on that tomorrow, but what do you expect? And so when you become an adult and somebody like me is out here telling you, this is all fucking bullshit. You're being played. Don't go to this place. Don't take a jab. It's a scam. People, oh, you're insane. How could it be a scam? You're just like, look, I don't know what to tell you. Folks are starting to wake up. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. For many, it's too late. A lot of kids out there got jammed up by this. Bad tickers. Bad tickers at 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Bad tickers. Oh, it's rare. Oh, is it really? That's what they call it. It's rare. It's unexplained. No, it's not. We know what the fuck's going on. Come on. What are we, 2 years old out here? I'll tell you, man. Well, that was a hell of an opening on a Monday. It all started with Kamala. Saying she just wanted to work together. Whenever I listen to her talk, right, I just see somebody who's probably been smoking weed or doing something else for several hours. I get this kind of vibe. Where's it at? Let's go to the videotape.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time, and there is such great significance to the passage of time.
It's like Lenin said, you look for the person who will benefit, and,
I am the walrus.
You know, you know what I'm trying to say.
I am the walrus.
That fucking bitch.
Oh, yeah.
It's what you're dealing with. The Big Lebowski. Political version could be the next president of the United States if something should happen to Biden, where they just say, you know what, old man, you're done. You're completely out of your fucking mind, and you're out of here. You don't think that's a possibility? You think he would have a problem with it? He actually says it's a good idea for him to resign. Oh, when did he say, when did he say this? Let's go to the videotape. I mean, you can't make this up. It's a good idea. What? It's like the Twilight Zone.
You called out Rick Scott a little while ago in your remarks. Earlier today, anticipating your remarks, he said, and I'm just quoting here, that the best thing, most effective thing Joe Biden can do to solve the inflation crisis he created is resign. He's the problem. The senator added later, Joe Biden is unwell, he's unfit for office, he's incoherent, incapacitated, and confused. These are his words, offering him a chance to respond.
I think the man is a problem.
He says, resign, that's a good idea. He's like smiling with that weird smile he gets before he sniffs the little girl's hair. Yikes. I mean, the very fact that you could say that in a sentence for President of the United States before he sniffs a little girl's hair is very fucking disturbing itself. But hey, it's okay. These folks have embraced a rapist as a patron saint of the Democratic Party. Actually, more than one rapist. I guess Epstein would be an honorable mention. I'm talking about Bill Clinton. Well, one of the things I've said about the scamdemic and the CoronaCon for a long time now is the truth eventually comes out, and everybody's going to try to backtrack now in the media to save their own asses. Plain and simple. And we see that happening. I think this is Jake Tapper with Fauci. Let's go to the videotape. And Fauci is super smug. Of course, whenever Fauci, there's a question he can't answer, he gets trapped. He just giggles it off and plays it off like, oh, I'm such a bitch. I'm science. Science is above answering. such questions that are beneath science. Just a smug piece of shit. That's all he is. You know, Monday started. It's a family show, for fuck's sake. I told you guys. I mean, it's just, I play these and people say, why do you play these? They make me angry. Yeah. Yeah. You need to be reminded that you can't forgive these people for what they did. Plain and simple. That's how I feel about it. Like, they're like fading away now. Like, well, you know, this is, it's winding down. No, no, no. It's not going to wind down in my head. What you've done to people. They have plans, more plans to do things to you. Don't think this is going away. That's mistake number one. We've been ahead of many different stories, and I'm here to tell you, this is not going away. This will manifest itself. It'll be metamorphosized in many different manners and ways in the years to come. So get used to it and understand so you don't get played. Okay, so Uncle Mike's not here anymore. I'm doing something else, or you never know what's going to happen. So that you know.
Amazingly, this White House tweet is still up. They tweeted it yesterday. It says, quote, when President Biden took office, millions were unemployed and there was no vaccine available. That's not true. There was vaccine available. It might not have been widely available, but it was available. CNN fact checker Daniel Dale points out more than 3 million Americans had been fully vaccinated. More than 18 million had at least one shot by inauguration day. I think President Biden, then President-elect Biden, had two shots by then. You're the president's chief medical advisor. Why is the White House politicizing the pandemic by tweeting out that there was no vaccine available until Joe Biden became president? It's not true.
You know, Jake, I'm sorry. I can't explain every tweet that comes out. So you're talking to the wrong person. I wasn't involved in the tweet. I just can't explain it. Sorry.
I know you can't explain it, but certainly you would agree that it's important to have facts when it comes to assertions being made about the vaccine, whether it's from the Trump White House or the Biden White House. And certainly you would agree that there was vaccine available before Joe Biden became president.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he got vaccinated and others got vaccinated. So, I mean, I think from a pure accuracy, that's not a correct statement. But, I mean, you know, it just went out. I'm sorry. There's nothing I could do about that, Jake.
Little Lion Eyes seems like a pretty good song. If you're not on pain.tv to see the video, he's fucking grinning like a Cheshire cat. I mean, you know. And we checked. I checked right before it went on air. The tweet is still up. Maybe they can get that disinformation whore on it. That's a little harsh. Maybe they can get that disinformation slut on it. No, it's okay for them to actually give information, disinformation, and lies that cost people their fucking lives. That's okay. When you're out here telling the truth, they target you. Of course, we've created pain.tv, so whenever I read these things about, oh, this is going to happen on Twitter, and that's going to happen on Twitter, and they're going to limit this, and they're going to limit that. I just shake my head and say, not fucking limiting me. Not limiting the people on pain.tv. That's not happening, so whatever. Plus, what are you worried about? Isn't Elon Musk going to save free speech on Twitter? Yeah, right. That's why I love making fun of people who sit around and tweet and put a different, it's the same cape, the hero cape, on different people as we move through here. Politically, business-wise, tech-wise. The hive mind, the dummies, they anoint these people as saviors, and I just fucking laugh every time. And I go after them and make fun of them, and it really pisses them off. But you have to lampoon these idiots, because the only person who's going to save you is you. Not Elon fucking Musk. As I said many times, billionaires are not going to do you any solids out here if you're a have-not.
But everybody on Twitter says, Tucker said it's the greatest day for us. We got some freedom back.
Tucker, He's a fucking millionaire too. Hannity? Is he a billionaire yet? Pretty close to it. I don't know. Has he got half a billion? That's a lot closer to being a billionaire than I am. They told you Elon was going to say, oh, okay. I understand now. That's why, because those guys know so much. They've been right about so much. They've been right about a fucking thing. Plain and simple. It's the damnedest thing. Now, we're not done with Fauci, of course. So it's Lion Eyes. Turns out to be a fantastic song. Let's go back to the videotape and understand exactly what's going on now. People are starting to ask some questions, and he doesn't like it. Because I told you 1,000 times, they only work off of scripts that are pre-approved by junior producers, assistant producers, associate producers. They don't give interviews if they're going to be asked tough questions. But now Fauci's on the hill on this one, so he doesn't know what's coming at him. And he always fucks up when he's on the hill because he doesn't have that protection. Let's go to the videotape.
You agree that during the times of the lockdowns, the data that we have seen following these lockdowns has shown that we have had increases in depression among young people?
Suicide. There's no doubt that when you
yes
put...
Yes or no, if you could just...
I'll answer the question. There's no doubt when you put restraints on society that it causes emotional and mental stress. There's no doubt about that. But you have to have a balance of saving people's lives from getting infected and hospitalizations.
Would you agree that suicide rates have increased among young people?
Indeed, they have.
Would you agree that domestic violence rates have increased?
Well, the answer is yes, but I'm wondering what that has to do with the question you're asking me.
Would you agree that drug and alcohol use increased during these lockdowns?
Well, I'm not sure the lockdowns itself did it, and I'm wondering why you're asking me about lockdowns, because there were not complete lockdowns in this country. There were restrictions, obviously, but there were not lockdowns. China is now going into a real lockdown. So I would disagree with characterizing whatever went on in this country as a full lockdown. I'll answer the question. There's no doubt. I'm wondering what that has to do with the question you're asking me. Wondering why you're asking me about lockdowns, because there were not complete lockdowns in this country.
This is who you're dealing with. A chronic liar, a criminal. I've called him a licensed killer. He's a licensed killer. Go back to AIDS. You dopes in the gay and lesbian community who are applauding this guy, you're not even smart enough to go back. Not 100 years, not 50 years, a couple decades. Go back to the 80s and see what this guy did to gay men. I mean, every time somebody in Hollywood, anybody else in that community puts this guy on a pedestal, I laugh. You guys are completely lost. Completely lost. And he can sit up there now and just make up anything. He's so used to lying. I think the guy is so fucked up mentally that he actually believes what he's saying. Those are dangerous people. There's a lot of those types of people. You know where they are? Death row. They're in fucking death row. What he says is completely laughable. Let's go over it.
Did it, and I'm wondering why you're asking me about... Wolf did it, and I'm wondering why you're asking me about lockdowns, because there were not complete lockdowns in this country. There were restrictions, obviously, but there were not lockdowns. China is...
You have to laugh. I mean, you can't do anything else. It's so fucked up. It's so out of control. Anything
now,
he says.
Going into a real lockdown. So I would disagree with characterizing whatever went on in this country as a full lockdown.
you know, these guys in Congress and never frame it. I'd say, okay, funny man, what would you categorize it as then? When you told people they couldn't leave their fucking house, you literally told people 15 days to flatten the curve. You lied to them. 15 days became almost 2 years. Almost 2 years. What would you call it? I'll wait. What would you call it? Yeah, people out there lost their businesses, lost their jobs. And that was before you said you're going to lose your job if you don't line up for the jab. That was before. Think about it. You know, it's funny. If you really stop and think about everything we had to endure from criminals like Fauci and this Sanhedrin of fucking assholes and criminals, there's no other. Well, there is a better word, but my wife won't let me use it. The R word. But they're criminals. On top of that, what we've had to endure, we forget about because we're so busy trying to dig ourselves out of the fucking grave the feds have built for us. But that's all right. We'll listen to a little Eddie Money. Baby, hold on. Yeah, we've been holding on. And this guy has the balls to sit up there and pretend like nothing happened. Oh, we didn't lock anybody down. Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you out of your fucking mind? Yes, he is. He is. He's a mental patient. He's completely fucking outer limits. And because he's a spokesperson for a cartel, for a crime syndicate, he gets away with it. It doesn't make him sane, and it doesn't make him legitimate. Just because they keep putting him in front of a fucking mic to spew bullshit doesn't make him a truth teller. He can't. And here's the thing. Maybe because of his age and he's lost a step. He used to be a better liar back in the day. Of course, that was before social media. He doesn't even keep track of his lies. A good liar has to keep track of every fucking lie. It's almost like you're, you know, when you're working for the government, you're working with assets and stuff. You're working assets. You make a slip up, it could be your ass. You get your throat slit. This guy doesn't even matter. He doesn't even take pride in being a liar. That's how you know he's a psychopath. Good liars who are playing people, it takes work to be an effective liar. It takes work. It's a fucking part of tradecraft. He doesn't even have any pride at all. He just, whatever comes to mind, he says it. Doesn't matter if it contradicts something he just said, whether a day ago, a week ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, or 5 minutes ago. It doesn't matter because he's fucking science. This guy's a dangerous guy. He's not anybody who should be in charge of a fucking thing. And yet, we're stuck with an asshole like this. Why? Because he's one of the gatekeepers of many different schemes. They have to. It's like anything else. You want to keep him close to you. You don't want this guy to get out of your purview and go off the reservation. Keep him employed. Pay him his money. Keep him close to you. And people say Fauci's. I saw some folks at the mainstream media saying Fauci's getting ready to retire. Why? He's king of the fucking world, man. They can do whatever they want. They can poison whoever they want. They can cook up any biological fucking weapon that they want. And nothing can be done about it. Why would you ever want to retire? That's a dream job to a psychopath. So you try fucking on. You hold on there, Fauci, for a minute. And look at everybody else holding on. You don't think you fucking caused these suicides and opioid abuse and alcohol abuse? You don't think you and your fucking criminal cabal had anything to do with it? Well, that's nice. Man, that must be nice. You could just shut stuff off like I bet you sleep like a baby. You probably do, you fucking. But don't worry, it's your fault. Somewhere along the line, you got your wires crossed. You didn't understand what these folks were saying. You misunderstood them. You got lost. You know what? That's it. You must have got lost. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. Somewhere down the line. It's you. You're the problem, right? You got lost somewhere down the line. Yeah, you did. And more apropos, you probably lost somebody down the line because of these criminals. And they sit up there, sanctimonious pieces of fun. I can't even...